This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
Friday, good to have you here. Steve Gruber Show, I'm glad you're along for the ride. By the way, if you'd like to chime in on anything of interest, whether it's Donald Trump on NATO, Germany, his slamming of Theresa May, on the way to a summit with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, that's coming up July the 16th, Monday. Monday he'll be in Helsinki. A couple of days of R&R on a private two-day escape in Scotland. Not bad. The phone number, by the way, if you'd like to chime in live, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. If you just want to comment on Facebook, that's good, too. Go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us up to the counter and pay the bill, if you don't mind. Yeah, you can do that, too. All right, so here's how crazy it is. On the left right now, a couple of things I want to share with you that I just think are insane. And then, by the way, we're going to go live to Helsinki, Finland in the next segment here on the program. We're going to get a live report from Helsinki in just a few minutes, so stick tight for that. But Democrats who drafted that bill to abolish ICE, to get rid of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which used to be the Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS, and all this is the updated version that came out post 9/11. Suddenly announcing yesterday, last night, they'd vote against their own bill after House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he intends to call their bluff. We know Speaker Ryan is not serious about passing our Establishing a Humane Immigration Enforcement System Act, EHIE, whatever it is. So members of Congress, advocacy groups, and impacted communities will not engage in this political stunt. Stunt? This comes from Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin. Pramila Jayapal of Washington, and Adriano Espaillat of New York. They all have made those comments to the Hill, the three members of Congress, Democrats, and other news outlets. If Speaker Ryan puts our bill on the floor, we plan to vote no, and will instead use the opportunity to force an urgently needed and long overdue conversation on the House floor. So let me get this straight. You clowns come out and push forward with a bill that would eliminate ICE. And then Speaker Ryan says, okay. And McCarthy says, okay, let's put it up for a vote. Let you folks vote on it. We're not going to vote on that. That's a political stunt. Really? You clowns put it out there. And if you weren't serious about it, then which is really a stunt? Putting it out there and saying, oh, we didn't really expect to pull it up. Bernie Sanders, by the way. Bernie Sanders writing, in 2002, I voted against the creation of DHS and the establishment of ICE. That was the right vote. Now it is time to do what Americans overwhelmingly want, abolish the cruel, dysfunctional immigration system we have today and pass comprehensive immigration reform. Translation, make all of these people legal voters for the Democratic Party. They all want those folks to vote for the Democrat Party. Democrats, as you know, have long pushed back on the administration's immigration policies, but it's gotten uglier lately because of some separations of children from their parents who had committed crimes at the border by coming into the country illegally, which, yes, is still a crime. Bill de Blasio apparently broke the law as well. The New York City mayor going back and forth across the border probably broke both American and Mexican immigration law. He tweeted out that every country needs reasonable law enforcement on their borders. ICE is not reasonable law enforcement. ICE is broken. It's divisive, and it should be abolished. You know, I think that enforcing the law is okay. Enforcing the law is okay. Let's go to that hotline. By the way, that number is 888-900-9966. Harrison checking in from Zeeland, Michigan. Harrison, what's on your mind?
I don't know if you watched the entirety of the Peter Strzok hearings yesterday and the Democommies' completely shameful, pointless interruptions and disruptions to the joint oversight and judiciary hearing. I've never seen anything so childish, so puerile, so absolutely beyond the pale of adult comportment in my life. And coming from the left, that's saying something.
That is saying something. And you're right. I've never seen, I mean, and what pops to mind is here you've got, you know, you've got revelations about how David Korn, the publisher and editor of Mother Jones News and all of these folks at Fusion GPS and all of you are working together and Stroke, I can't answer that. And then Stroke says, you know, I don't remember writing the email about stopping Trump. And then it was, well, I wrote that at midnight or the middle of the night. And it was a bad time of day, whatever it was. And every time, Harrison, as you saw, the Democrats would come running in, oh, point of parliamentary procedure. And it was the most naked partisan behavior I've seen in a long time. I agree with you on that, my friend.
I was aghast. I was aghast. And I thought Gohmert had the slam dunk. Asking
well,
him if
right.
He looked so smug and innocent when he was talking to his wife, knowing he was cheating on her.
I thought that was a walk-off grand slam. Harrison, thank you for checking in. Greatly appreciated from Zeeland, Michigan WJRW. Mayor Mark is here as well. Mr. Mayor, how are you today?
Good morning, Steve. Good to talk to you. A week from now, we'll be fishing on the big pond.
Yeah. A special programming note. Mayor Mark here of Hudsonville. We'll be going out. We're going to do a program live from the middle of Lake Michigan 1 week from today, July 20th. We're going to break all the rules. We're going to go live. We're going to catch fish. We're going to talk about politics and fishing and life in general in Michigan a week from today. Put it on your calendar. Don't miss it. Live from the middle of Lake Michigan will be the Steve Gruber Show live from America. Don't miss it. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, we talk a lot about NATO and how we've gotten the raw end of the deal, particularly the last couple of decades. But I think it's important that we have perspective that as Americans, we chose to forward deploy military assets to be readily available to go to conflict in that part of the world. And it's to the benefit of our nation to have those assets forwardly deployed. Now, granted, the EU and NATO countries have taken advantage of that. They realize that we are their umbrella of protection, but it does have significant meaning to have our assets forwardly deployed to respond to ghost conflicts in that part of the world. Ask yourself,
I don't disagree.
Do we want?
And that's not going to change. That's not going to change, Mark. We're not going to leave. Don't worry. But we do expect people to pay their fair share, don't we?
Yes, we do. They've taken advantage of it, but it's important we understand how we got here, that we chose to be there for that reason. Rather to fight the battle on somebody else's land than in the homeland.
Fair enough. Mr. Mayor, I look forward to seeing you in person 1 week from today as we go fishing on the Great Lakes on the Great Lake, Michigan. I look forward to that. Thank you for checking in. Let's go to Leanne now in Grand Ledge, checking in on this free-for-all Friday. Leanne, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm just calling regarding the Peter Strzok
testimony
craziness
yes. Yesterday.
Oh my gosh, the hearings. I have never seen anybody so defiant as he was. He was defiant and he was angry. Usually you show a little more respect when you're before a Congress, before a hearing, but he showed no respect for them.
He shows no respect for this country, Leanne. That's the problem. He was defensive. He was petulant. He was an unfortunate witness, is what he was. Leanne, I've got to run. Thank you for checking in. Greatly appreciate the call on this free-for-all Friday. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. The hotline number. The common sense hotline.